to the yacht club every year.
They were there. I saw them there.
Ready? We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll have the clerk call the roll, please.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Srilik.
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, September the 6th.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srilik.
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll, please.
General Administration, $2,697.75. Economic Development, $289.31. Police, $6,401.70. Fire, $6,782.57. Street, $8,089.96. Parks, $8,029.94. Public Health and Safety, $139.68. Garbage, $3,812.05. Cemetery, $1,389.52. Water Operations, $21,879.18. Sewer Operations, $2,370.67. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $40,190.29. Water Main Extension Project Fund, $26,977.74. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $541,639.82.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Srilik.
Yes. We'll move down to petitions and communications. We've got three people. Robert, you want to come forward, please?
Robert Kleinman. Robert Kreitler. Live down on South Street. First off, I want to say sorry if I got a little loud last meeting there. I get going in a factory voice. And
yeah, speak up a little bit, Robert.
Sorry about getting a little loud there last meeting. I get going on that factory voice, and if you work in a factory, you know how it is. Glad to see my name was on the petition here to speak tonight. And it, on the agenda here, we had a little hiccups there trying to figure out how to get it on there. I guess I'm glad to see we got that resolved there. Glad to see that the shanties tore down there on South Street, too. That was a nice little eyesore to get off the street there, too. Stuff I've been having problems with here lately, and I can't find this. I'm wondering if maybe you gentlemen and lady would be able to help me out here. When Officer Willing come down into my property there and was pointing out what was illegal down there, he said that mulberry trees are illegal in the city. Pointing specifically at one of my trees, said that tree is illegal, can't have that growing on my property. Said all my trees growing on my property were illegal. Now, there's a specific thing in your nuisances declared on your weeds and stuff. Barberry bushes shall be a nuisance and unlawful to plant or permit the growth of a bush or a species of tall, common, or European barberry, further known as Barberia vulgaris, or horticultural varieties within the city. That's from 1968 Code, Section 52-103. I assume that code's still in there because that's kind of an oddball thing. I assume it's probably an invasive species of some sort. Last I've seen, mulberry trees ain't an invasive species. But I got told I had to cut down every tree on my property except for the big cedar trees. Again, I'm not seeing anything in here where it says I can't have trees on the property here. In fact, there's height restrictions here in 4.3-2, shall be unlawful for anyone to permit any weeds, grass, plants, or underbrush other than trees, bushes, flowers, or other ornamental plants to grow to a height exceeding 8 inches anywhere in the city. Any such plants or underbrush or weeds exceeding such height are hereby declared a nuisance. When that tree is as big around as my arm, that's not a brush, that's not that, that's a tree. By that definition, that is a tree. I asked Officer Warren if he could point out in the codes where I have to cut all these trees down. He could not. Instead, the first thing that he was more worried about when he came on my property was the topper that was on the property there. And said it was a eyesore kind of thing like that. One person's eyesore is one person that's sitting there getting waiting to be used for on the truck bed again.
So your question is, if you've got illegal trees, is that what you're after, Robert?
I can't figure out where this thing is coming at that these trees are illegal. No one can tell me where this is at.
Can you help us out, John, on any of that? You know,
we have a list, and it kind of goes, Kenny's on the tree commission board mm-hmm. now, and there is a list of what is approved trees in the city of Clinton now. You cannot go out and plant a sweet gum anymore. There's a list of about 15 different varieties of trees that really, according to how we've set it up, that are not legally planted in Clinton anymore, because the berries are a nuisance to the neighbors, or the big old sticky balls off of the sweet gums mm-hmm. plug up the drains. Sycamores have that dust and dirt. The cottonwood, you can't plant a cottonwood anywhere in the city limits, and that has been kind of established through the Tree Commission and Tree USA. Mm-hmm. Most of the towns around us do not allow those type of trees being planted anymore. The mulberries, they get planted by the birds. They eat the berries, and they go and they crap, and then the trees come up, and usually you cut them down and get rid of them before they get to any size.
Yeah.
But that's the reasoning of there is some things enforced from the Tree Commission that there's only certain type of trees. There are just some trees cannot be planted in the city of Clinton anymore.
Yeah, he identified all of them as mulberry trees, and I know that one's not a mulberry tree.
I've been out
in the woods enough. I know that's not a mulberry tree. He identified them all as mulberry trees. That's where I started to get a little skittish there.
And that may be something that we need to work with the Tree Commission. I know we have it already spelled out. We do have a list, and it tells you what you can or cannot plant, types of trees. Certain trees just, they get too big. They plug up sewers, you know. Mm. We don't put them on the terrace, and whenever they get rid of them and cut them, they never replace that type of tree. And we need to maybe look at that and put it in the code along with the enforcement. That way there's no gray area and everybody can be on the same page.
Yeah.
And it has been brought to ten. We do need to look and to look at that code, and I think that'll be something that we will be doing in the future, and trying to clarify all those little gray areas.
Yeah, well, that'd be wonderful.
That's why that tree is not allowed anymore, because that's one of the trees that's not allowed.
Well, mulberry is.
It is one that's on the list. They do not plant mulberries, sweet gums, sycamores, and cottonwoods anywhere in the city. And there's more than that. There's quite a little list of trees that we don't plant anymore.
So it's just kind of like an agreement, hey, we're not going to plant these anymore, but nothing's been codified, really.
We've got to get that all on the same page. You know, it's there, and we've looked at it, and as a group, we've seen what that list is, but we haven't got it on that code and made it, you know.
Okay. So he's got...
We will be looking at that.
He's got nothing to cite me for and coming down here telling me to cut down all them trees, and really, it doesn't sound like... He doesn't have any backing in these codes to do that, sounds like. Okay.
That'd help you out to get you a list of them trees.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Okay.
Be wonderful.
What else you got?
And I was looking on here. He was hired back in 2017 and this is from the Clinton Daily Journal here, the source is. He'll work with us in a sworn officer capacity, but his primary focus will be on code enforcement, as a quote from Ben Lowers there. in the November 16, 2017 Clinton Daily Journal. And he worked over there in Farmer City. He's their police chief. He's their administrator and all that. Okay, so what my point is in your city, in your residency requirements here for a police officer in the city of Clinton, 112.6, A, all police officers shall reside within 5 miles of the geographic center of the city. Newly hired officers shall establish their residency within 5 miles of the city within 3 months of the day of their employment. City police officers residing outside the corporate limits of the city upon day of enactment of this section shall not be required to establish residence within 5 miles of the city. It's Ordinance 557-11-2-1992. I assume that's probably the date it was passed. It seems like a date format.
He works through the police department, but he's part of personnel.
Everything that Chief Lowers has said, he is a sworn officer, though.
You want to address that,
Chief? He is a sworn officer. Yeah. Is that correct?
I'm going to save some breath here because that is actually governed by the collective bargaining agreement between the police department and the city of Clinton, which supersedes the city ordinance. And that distance is now 30 miles, 30-mile radius.
So, again, our ordinances are not up to date. I'm familiar with collective bargaining agreements.
What else you got, Robert?
Usually there's a clause in there that says that there's a law in there that law supersedes that collective bargaining agreement. That's all you want to, I mean.
I'm just telling you that okay. The collective bargaining agreement supersedes the ordinance as that applies.
Okay. All right. I think that'll pretty well take care of it.
Thank you, Robert.
Then, yep.
We'll get you that list of trees, but you understand what we're talking about for the trees.
That'd be wonderful, then. Thank you, then.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Seth? How are you this evening, Seth?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
I'll keep it short. Seth Huntington. I reside in Clinton. I came in here last meeting. Had a conversation. Tom stated that he was all for the gas that got put in Commissioner Ballinger's truck at 60 some odd dollars instead of 200. Last November, John Wise said the same thing. Now, I fully requested a lot of stuff over this past year. I've asked for documents. I've had to ask 2, 3, 4 times to get them. Maybe I'm not asking for it in the right capacity. Maybe not the wrong wording. The only thing that I'm asking for is for the document, supporting documents, for whatever night that Commissioner Ballinger put gas in his personal vehicle from the city pump. Pretty easy. I have not got that. That's all I ask. If
one quick question on that, didn't we provide you with a copy of the bill?
No.
From the county?
No.
We'll have to check that out.
Okay. The question I ask, I will repeat myself in case nobody heard it clearly. The record I'm looking for is for when Commissioner Dan Ballinger put fuel in his personal vehicle at the city pump. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I need. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Seth. Jeff, what you got for us?
Jeff Bowling, also resident of Clinton. I, as many of you know, and happy belated birthday, by the way, Mr. Mayor. Political junkie, and, you know, up here often on a regular basis, and sadly and unfortunately, the way you guys have been treated by as I'm just sitting here listening, I'm, you know, keeping my mouth shut when it's like as if you guys are on the witness stand under cross-examination. You know, it comes off as very rude, disrespectful, and condescending. And you guys, whether it's through one, two, three, you know, you guys have tried to communicate, you know, and provide. And many of the questions that have been asked in the past here, you know, it's just very redundant, and it gets old, you know. And it's almost, sadly and unfortunately, you know, coming off as a cross between an episode of the Jerry Springer Show and WWE, you know. And that's not a critique, but just that I'm saying the way you guys have been treated, and in any line of communication, one of the things that is very important, and you know, is being very receptive, you know, and it's just that you know, whatever you know, that's just. But I'm saying, you know, it's. Nobody will listen, and rightly so. And it's just very disrespectful, and it's time this thing ends. Okay. You know.
Thank you, Jeff.
And I'd say, hey, you know, and with all due respect, Mr. Mayor, you know, I was here a few months ago when I, you know, when you guys, you know, were about ready to. When you guys are about ready to adjourn, and Seth's father got up, and you know, it's like, why? You know, it should have been done at the beginning. And I say this as a figure of speech: you can't let the inmates run the asylum. You know, that just, you know, if you wanted to speak, it should have been done at the beginning. You know, but that said, you know, continue doing what you're doing, and look. Let's look forward to this weekend.
Thank you, Jeff.
That's right. Thanks, Jeff.
This is Constitution Week. We have the 2022 proclamation. I'll read it for you. Whereas it is the privilege or the duty of the American people to commemorate the 235th anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States of America, with the appropriate ceremonies and activities. And whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of that proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America, designating September the 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week. Now, therefore, I, Roger Cyrillic, by virtue of the authority vested in me as Mayor of the City of Clinton in the state of Illinois, do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week, and urge all citizens to study the Constitution and reflect on the privilege of being an American with all rights and responsibilities which that privilege involves. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the city to be affixed this 20th day of September of this year, of our Lord 2022. And with us in the audience, we have one of the Daughters of the Revolution, which started this through the Congress and got it started as a proclamation every year. We appreciate.
Thank you.
Thank you. Move down to our reports. Streets and Public Improvement.
Yeah, we got word the crews are supposed to be here sometime this week. It could be tomorrow, could be later this week. Just finally do the oil and chipping. Just ask everybody to be patient with that. As you can see down here under new business, we're doing a revolution for another $18,000. We always budget $100,000 every year for this project. But with the cost of everything, we've went over. We have the money in the motor fuel tax, so we decided to go ahead and spend the extra money to get, you know, what we had planned on doing. Now, that didn't say that we might be a little short on oil, may not get it all. We may be able to extra oil. We can do an extra few streets. So, also, I'd like to thank the crews. They've been busy last few weeks, real busy. We didn't realize how many stumps we had out there, that we'd cut trees down and ground stumps up. It's been a few years since it's been done. So, Steve arranged it. We rented a grinder, and it turned out we ground 130 steps. So
that's amazing.
The crews were working great. I mean, guys were going grinding, no crew behind for majority of the time. We could spare them to do it. They were coming in, cleaning it up, and fill the dirt. Apologize, there is some out there that hasn't been cleaned up yet, but we are going to get to that when we can. And, of course, this week they've been real busy getting everything ready for the apple and pork. You know, on that, too, we just got to, you know, let people know there's going to be some street closures around the apple and pork. So kind of be watching out for that. That's all I have.
Thank you. Public property.
I don't have a whole lot. I do want to commend, they've been street sweeping. They've been trying to get all the brush picked up to make it look nice for the apple and pork, and they've all been working great together. I think that's commendable, and everybody's picking up new jobs. Got the new guys that are picking up how to do some of the new stuff, and it's really been working well. Did get the panel. Everything is hooked up in the water plant. It's 80%. Working just like it should. There's guys coming back again to do some more fine-tuning on the electronics and the programming, but it's really helping out, and they've got it ready, and they're getting ready to start on the new heater and the new ramping of the new tower out there. They're working on that. That was something that you forget that the plant's 22 years old, and we've done pretty well, and the stuff that has went wrong with it has not been really major problem. We're also looking at the money that we've set aside. We've been getting shovel ready in case the money comes up for the grants and the money that's coming. We were looking at bringing up the new main and getting everything in place on Quincy Street. Well, we don't know when that money's coming. We don't know just how it's going to be divided and how it's going to be doing. So we're looking at being able to switch over with the plant improvements. That same money can be used for that. So we've got the engineers already getting that lined up, that if it can't be in a time frame that is in, we're going to be able to work on the street and stuff, we'll go ahead and we'll revamp the plant with that, and that money can be used for that. So they're looking at that. So either way, it will be a great help to the city in one way or another. So we're looking at that, and that should be coming up, and we should be able to know something about that ever before too long.
And of course, that's one of the reasons why we haven't redone Quincy Street, because it was crazy to, you know, go do a street and then have to tear it back up in the mains.
So, you know, that's a thing. You know, Tom can attest for that down by his house. Seems like every time we turn around, we're busting out the concrete and have to fix another piece. And we have replaced new mains in the places that we could and we could afford it. That is one of them. We've got a lot of holes along Quincy. It needs to be just redone, and he's exactly right. Why do it twice?
And that's a big main, too.
Yeah, it's 14-inch, and it's going to take and carry, and it'll carry through for the entire future of Clinton. Once we get the tower up and we get everything done there, we should be in pretty good shape. Then it'll just be a matter of collecting money and then fixing these pieces of main in different parts of the town, because it's like every other town. Infrastructure has just gotten so old, and it takes a lot of money to fix it. But we're going to pay off a couple loans in the next couple of years that we've been paying. That money can be starting to generate. I'm looking forward to that, and then we'll have some money set back, and then we can look 4 or 5 years down the road to do the tower and do the other things, but we'll have money in there to help us and offset a lot of that, and we'll be waiting until we can get another low-interest loan, or there'll be another, you know, deal from the government that they will help out the smaller communities, and we can have time to look at that and catch that again, not have to take and put so much money out. So anyway, that's where we're at, and that's all I have.
Thank you, John. Health and safety.
First off, before I came up here, I got a call from dispatch. A family was down to Kiwanis Park playing, and one section of the tower just fell off. It just slid off the roof. So on the little clock tower deal, it's got some little eaves on it. One of them just fell off. So Mikey Short is here. He works for the city. He came down. I took yellow tape down. We've got it all barricaded off for now. The city crew is going to go down and address the issue tomorrow and check for any other unsafe issues and repair them and remove the rest of those eaves so nothing else comes loose and make it safe for there. Thanks, Mike, for coming out. Also, all the firemen that are back here are going to be working the apple and pork this weekend. they're going to be there all day long to make sure that all the people coming into our town, if they have a medical issue or anything, will be taken care of. So you'll see them out running around. They'll have shirts on saying that. Also, Ben has something he'd like to take care of.
A couple letters of recognition from our local DeWitt County EMS, the McLean County area EMS system, to Officer Cody Mayer and Sergeant Jake Jostis. Dated August 17th, 2022, dear Officer Mayer and Sergeant Jostis, this letter is in recognition of your outstanding efforts in the care of a patient on August 12th, 2022. The successful treatment of this cardiac arrest patient was due significantly to your excellent care and teamwork. The reward for endless hours of training is the ability to allow this patient another chance at life. You and your peers provided exemplary pre-hospital care to this patient. We're pleased to have law enforcement personnel of your caliber working alongside our EMS system. Congratulations on a job well done. Sincerely, Julie Lewis, MD, EMS Medical Director, and Chris Newcomb, RN, BSN, EMS System Coordinator, both of the McLean County area EMS system. So, I'm going to present them with a certificate, the letter, and a pin for their uniform. And I just want to add that, you know, while we catch, it's a pretty thankless profession that these gentlemen have chosen. And, you know, for all of the things that they deal with, you know, it's great to hear some accolades once in a while, especially from our fire and EMS and everybody working together. So I just wanted to recognize them on behalf of McLean County EMS system. So
I'd like to make a quick comment. This is why we train. So when these guys are out in the field and they get these calls, they can take care of the person. Same way with the firemen back there. Like Ben said, they're unsung. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Next, we got a couple of appointments, Cheryl.
Motion to appoint Belinda Allen, public health officer, for a period of 8 months.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes.
Motion to appoint Cameron Wilford, sexton of the cemetery, for a period of 8 months.
I would make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes.
And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Council and Finance?
I don't have anything tonight.
Thank you, Tom. We'll move down to unfinished business. We got a contractual purchase agreement for a building lot.
Motion to approve Resolution 2022-10. A resolution accepting offers for Lot 3 in Illini Edition of the City of Clinton.
Make that motion.
Second it.
Any discussion? It's the last lot we got, Cheryl?
Yep.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Cannon?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. We'll move down to new business. We're going to place some items on file. The supplemental resolution for 22 MFT summer maintenance for $18,000, as Commissioner Buchanan mentioned. We're going to also place the demolition bids at 523 North Maple Street and 611 North Quincy Street. So we're going to place on file the ordinance amending 1-6-3 of the Clinton City Code to add a new section of the public participation and establish said rules of public participation. That is a regular session. We're going to go into closed session.
All right.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll.
Vince?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. Thank you, folks.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll make it.
Second. Call the roll.
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.